still in the mood of learning the lessons of Purim, and I want to make sure that we got by side. We're against your furla. Yo, everything from Purim till next Purim. Ich bin a Purim yid the ganze yor. Yeah? That's what you have to live. I want to share with you a dar hair, an appreciation of being Jewish. And I want to share with you, it's so important that we know this, that we know what a Jew is about. We appreciate a Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezakos kol chad from dar gedilei. There's those of us who are zoicha to be koyanim. Good. But the moment any one of us born to a Jewish mother, zozayin a Jewish geyoris. If we have a kedushas Yisrael, we have to know the neshama, who we are and what we are, and to appreciate that chilek elokam imal. If you want to look in the inyonim of it, in the ruach of Purim, as we said, we spoke about Tanya. Learn the first two prokim of Tanya. Learn the first two prokim just to get a chap. What a neshama of a Jew is about. What's a neshama of an ayid? Neshama of an ayid meant someone who was born to a mother who at the moment of giving birth to him was Jewish. Dosi dos. Enough. We're zgula mikol amim just by that alone. Be a tinek shenishbo. As I spoke, Shalashudis Parshas Yisroi, be a tinek shenishbo, born with a Jewish neshama, you already have a nekuda of zgula. There's ways we can steig more and more in zgula. Mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. Heilig yid, I want to wissen, what is a yid? When was it? Friday, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there was a terrible accident. Not accident. I mean, there was a reitzeach who ran into the bus stop in Ramot over there and killed two pure children, Shpachas Palein, another choshev, Talmud Chochem in Geman Mamish, Hashem Yikun Dama. It was 3 weeks ago, Friday, maybe four. Okay. I want to share with you an observation. The mother, Hashem should give her koiches nefesh and koiches guf, kadesh Hashem shemayim barabim, lost two children, buried one on Friday, another one, levayim on Shabbos. Her husband's unconscious, doesn't know of anything in the hospital the whole time. Said shiva. She was left with Kenaina and many other children to take care of. Mikadesh Hashem Shomayim be'ahava, mikabel sisadin be'ahava, gvura kiddush Hashem Shomayim. It's tremendous. It's like you're umen kiyasupa to see it. Like you're umen kiyasupa. As you know, I don't need more than that. It bothers me, you know, when people have to look over the shoulder. What do the non-religious Jews say? What do the goyim have to say? Oh, but I just do want to point out, just anyone who saw, The way she responded, was taken aback. And her husband, ultimately, he was woken up 2 weeks later from his induced coma. When Baruch Hashem, they didn't know he would survive, and he managed. He came back, Baruch Hashem to himself, and until they took him out of his induced coma, he was doing much better. And he was told that two of his children were killed. Straight away, made a brocha, died in our emes. He asks if he can get, he was in pajamas at the hospital, if he can be brought his own shirt, to Mekai Mitzvah's Kriya, Kedas V'chadim. Ashri Yom Shekochali, Ashri Yom Shashem Aleikov. I share with you, because Baruch Hu was Mesaviv, I wish to have a different observation. Last week Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning, I pick up a phone. I called Munzer Ben Hussein, who did the painting job in my house. Hussein did the painting job 19 years ago. His son Munzer did the painting job 4 or 5 years ago. As you saw, the frame by me of the dining was falling apart. We're kids have to get things going before Pesach. Okay, so he's supposed to do a paint job. He told me he'll come back to me with a price. I said, I call him up Munzer. Okay, Avram, Ken. He tells me, I'm in the hospital. 2 kids from my family were hit in a car accident. I can't talk now. Okay. Kids. So I said, two of your own children? He says, no, from my family, from the wider family. And if you know, by the Arabs, if they're very family-oriented. If his great nephew or thing, there's going to be 60, 70 people in the hospital. They're very, very family-oriented. Very. That's a nice thing, special thing. Kids, so I'm nervous. 2 kids hit in a car. I'm praying to myself. I hope it wasn't a Jew. Definitely not be amazing. Chas v'shalom, even b'shoi get Yashem Yerachem. Okay, so I'm coming this year. Last week, Friday, I'm walking down. I see a taxi pass by. I decide, you know, it's kedai to come that bit earlier. I hail the taxi. I stop. Okay, it's an Arab driver. So, I've been asking, there was an accident. I was just getting nervous. I wanted to make sure. I was just in my mind, back in my mind, hoping it wasn't a Jew. The kid said. So he tells me, yeah, he's all upset. And he's so, see, here in Shuafat neighborhood over here, yeah. So, I'm like, touching, you know, a bit, you know, just to hear a bit of the story. Like, I'm afraid, chas v'shalom, you know, when the spirit of things going on, he says there was a woman driver and begins cursing the idea of women being drivers. Okay, she was on a steep hill, and Lemaisin, instead of going forward, he says they say it was midardeh. She's a woman driver. It was really on reverse, and she pressed on the gas, and she's a murderer. And he's going, okay, I'm listening. Okay, I'm afraid that, you know. I said, it was someone from Shuafat or someone from Nauta. Yeah, one of the family members in Shuafat, and he's going on cursing her. Okay, kids, okay. The kids, I said, what happened to the kids? They're both dead. I asked him, Munzer, he says, which Munzer? Hussein? Okay, he begins cheshbon. He told me he's the second cousin. Okay, good. Okay, two of them were killed. And he goes on. He says, you should know what's going on over there in Haratzufim. There's at least, he was saying, the numbers of the family members there. But he says, what's going on next to the car? There's 50 policemen around the house of this woman in Shuafat. She's an Arab woman. They're all screaming for revenge. And the father's demanding that he's not going to allow the 2 bodies to be buried till he's going to burn the car. And he has to see that car torched. And it... Vos is Ayid and Vos is Agoy. He's going to torch the car. You're going to take revenge. So she's a woman driver. Okay. And she reversed instead of having it on drive. He's not going to allow the bodies to be buried. He's going to, till he torches the car, and he's going out of his mind, and he's going to jump the toss, and he's screaming and yelling and threatening. Vos is Ayid and Vos is Agoy. Vos is Ayid and Vos is Agoy. Vos is Ayid and Vos is Agoy. Let's hop. And these are the better going. There's family and there's values. I'm not speaking about Abanoch out. Ayid, a Jew, has to know what being a Jew is about. Appreciate. Let's appreciate. We have that Mitzitz Eloiki. The Am Segula. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. The Am who have Koiches Eloikiyim. There's godliness in every single one of us. We're able to be Dovuk and Hashem. And that's Kedushas Atzmecho that we get from birth. That every single one of us is able to be uplifted and elevate ourselves. Every maisa mitzvah, every maisa chesed, every saying a good word on someone else, we refine ourselves. Every speaking, saying a good morning, every maisa is metair, mezachich, it makes us holier and better. We have to wissen and good wissen. What's a Zayid? What's a Jew? So but I'll share it with you. But I think I would spend so much time on this. Okay, time is passing by. I first want to do shiur with you, Olam D'Shavuot, which just from the Chaim HaKadosh, and there's a yediyah that we have to know properly. Shteit in Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Yei Osem Elocha, Uvayim Ashvi Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh LaHashem. A very interesting lashon. Sheshes Yomim Yei Osem Elocha. What's Yei Osem? Lashon on its own. We do have, there are other places where the Torah says, in the Aseret HaDibros, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melachtecha, Uvayim Ashvi Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. What's the pasuk by Aseret HaDibros, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melachtecha, teaching me? What's the emphasis? Why is the Torah emphasizing Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melachtecha? The Torah doesn't just emphasize that Shabbos, it should be a Shabbos, so you have to be Shoivitz. Chazal tell us, it's not that there's a mitzvah of Sheshes Yomim to have to do Maisa Melocha. Zok the Gemara, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melachtecha, it's one of the hardest things to do. That when a person comes to Shabbos, Yehi kol melachtecha asuyu. You have to create within yourself an attitude. Melocha is only shayach to Sheshes Yomim. It's a doraisa. I mean, it's not a separate mitzvah, but there's a pasuk is only Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melachtecha. In your mind, someone comes to Shabbos, it's over. It's all done. I don't have anything to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today is Shabbos. Nothing exists. Not the deal that I have to do on Sunday and not how I should speak to my shutif on Monday and the chap and to speak to the bank on Tuesday. In a person's mind, it's one of the hardest avoidance on Shabbos. A person has to, deep down in his whole psyche, be a Shabbos ticket person when he's Shavis. Shabbos means emotionally, it's important. Shechazal, learn that from the Pasuk. Have you seen that Pasuk? Sheshes Yom Tasim Lachtecho, it's a Rashi, it's a Chazal, Mechilta, Yeikom Lachtecho Be'inecho Asuyo. It's as if it's all done. The bank was spoken to, the mortgage is arranged, you have your loan for your investment, it's all taken care of. There's nothing on. That's the one time in Torah it says Sheshes Yom Tasim Lachtecho. What's the Sheshes Yomim? Yei Osem Melocha. Zok the Hilgo Rachaim. This is a makor in the Torah to the Isser of Amira La'ako. As was. What people don't realize, unless you learn up the Sugya, the phrase of Amira La'ako is in Chazal, we have it in a few ifanim. There's telling a goy on Shabbos doing a malacha, which that's also even if you tell the goy on Shabbos to do something for Sunday, Monday. I would speak to Munzer. It's also to speak to Munzer on Shabbos to do a maisim malacha on a Sunday or a Monday. That's a isser amira la'akum. That by itself is also. Then there's another isser, which is phrased in Chazal's amira la'akum. Not the Amira, but an Akum doing something for you. Which is what? It's usur for a Jew to have a Malacha being done for him on Shabbos. And that's the Halacha of more than that. Halacha is that a Malacha that's done for a Jew on Shabbos, it's also for the Jew to be nehene from it on Shabbos. No shaykh as to whether there was an amira. Example, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel, who was Canaan, came on a ship, and they got to the port on Shabbos, and the Goyish sailors built a ramp, which was Melechas Boina in that case, the way that it was done. They built a ramp to go from the ship down to the port. Zog the Gemara. If, it's a Mishnah. So, if Roiv of the people on the ship were Yisrael, then it was done. It's done for the people on the ship. How do you define if it was done for a Jew or done for a guy? So, Zog the Mishnah, you go Bosa Roiv. Im Roiv Yisrael, it would be Osir, because the ramp was made for the Jews. If it's Roiv Akum, then it was made for the Goy. Meleches Yisrael, which is done on Shabbos, is Osir. And it's Osir for a Jew to allow a Meleches Yisrael to be done. That's the halacha Nochmi Shebalechabois. But that's the opposite case. It's also for malacha. It's also for malacha. Nochri shebalachabois, cotton shebalachabois, nochri shehidlikner is also cotton shehidlikner. That he's doing it al das, a cotton does always a malacha for the gold, so therefore it's always considered Meleches Yisrael. Meleches Yisrael is not allowed to be done. People don't realize this and people make the mistake. Whenever the whole concept of a Shabbos goy, it could be one of two things and only one of two things. Either a malacha for a choyle, which includes sino, to put on the heat, which was, in Europe, the Rama brings, Hakol Choylin Etzal Tzina, turning on the heat, halachically, every person klapi tzin if it's too cold, if it's taket too cold. He has a din of a choyle, and that's, and over there, meleches, it is mutter. Or, if he doesn't do something in the positive, if he's moinea something, but he doesn't do an actual melocha. That's what Tosfos explains, this chilek between kibui. Between kibui and hadlokas ner. The Shabbos goy could be used for only one of two types of malachas, either for a choyle or for something which is a menia. You left the light on in the bedroom, so if they won't, you're not allowed to tell the goy to turn it off. But if he turns it off, there's no Meleches Yisrael. Why? It's mutter to be marviach, to be mehene, from that he did a malacha. But if there's no uftu, give me a better word in English, if there's no outcome, there's no creation in this case, done, like hadlokas ner, says Tosfos, it's not Meleches Yisrael. Turning off a light will not be, turning on a light, and the Jew now will have a light, that's Meleches Yisrael. A goy taking a pot and putting it on the fire, and now it will cook for the Jew, that's Meleches Yisrael. There's never a heter for a goy do a malacha for a Jew. Never. Even without an amira. The only two way finding with mutter is a heder, is turning off a light, that there's no Meleches Yisrael. He did over there it's only the pa'ula, the act. The outcome of the act will be that a Jew will be able to sleep. But that there's not Meleches Yisrael. Because there's no melacha, there's no cheft of a melacha. Zog der rachaim, dos v'shtein posuk. Even a ye'osim melacha, melacha to be done is only sheishis yomim. But there's melachas Yisrael cannot be done by yom haShabbos. Uvayom haShvi'i Shabbos Shabbos. A melachas Yisrael cannot be done. I hope I phrased it clearly. The velt of people who don't learn. Nishkin Lomdim don't know the most basic halacha in this aspect. And they think it's a problem of Amira, even though it's phrased as Amira, correct. But the Yesod is Meleches Yisrael cannot be done, no Shaykhis to the actual saying. Just there's another Nekuda, that there's two problems within Amira. Which is why it's also phrased as Amira. Sometimes Amira is also because the Amira is also. Because the Amira is also. And therefore it's also for me to tell on Shabbos a Goyish painter or builder to do something on Sunday, Monday. Then there's another Nekud of Amira. Telling the Goy explicitly to do a Pa'ula and he has to do it on my order, that also makes it into Meleches Yisrael. Dahainu, if I would tell a Goy, turn off the light on Shabbos, I would tell a Chas V'Sholem, a Koton, who's oisal das godoil to turn it off, Ad kama. And that goes into the details of halacha. When do we say is al das atzma? When do we say is ois al daiti? Let's say take a cotton. That's the best example. Even a cotton goy who my shvis nananim, but he's ois al das the godoil. Then the pool itself is melechus Israel. That's why it's also phrased as amira, because amira has another kinesh that it sometimes could too oif that a maisa, even though there's not an uftu like Tosfos says by adlokas ner, also becomes melechus Israel. Lemaisa, the only time the halacha I'm being masbir a few mistome 20 seifim and all the kitzuris for him that you'll have on this topic are all around this lomdus. You get the point? You can write your own full tus for him on all this on Amir La'akum. The lomdus is one. Sheishes yomim ye'ose melocha. Melechas Yisrael cannot be done on Shabbos. And Melechas Yisrael is a melocha being done if there's a uftu, if there's a chalois, like a ner, a tavshil, there's something being created, something being done for a Jew, not a heder. That's also for it to be done on Shabbos, not connected to an amira. If there's a direct amira, even if it's a pa'ula, that itself makes it a Melechas Yisrael. The only practical heter is if there's not a direct amira. He could be hired for a job. He could be hired for turning off the lights. But not for turning off the lights. He has to be hired for the lights to be off. Not in the pool. That's where all these chilukim come. And that's only by heder. He can never be the one to turn on a light. Turning on a light will always be usur, even if he does it al das atzmoy. And even if he has a personal gain. Unless the case of Rabbi Gamliel Iskenim is the best example. Unless there's going to be a roiv goyim and it's being done for them, it's going to be defined as Melechas Yisrael. And that's all in the Pasuk Sheishis Romus. In the Pasuk Sheishis Yomim, Yei Osem Melocha. Melechas Yisrael can never be done on Shabbos. B'choyel is all different together. See? Get the Yesod, get the Shorish and Lomdis, you have all the details halacha. And you save yourself from so much amiratzis out there, Nebuch, from people making mistakes and not knowing the basic. This is the Shorish. If you hold on to this Shorish, you have it all. The Torah is so clear and so sweet. It is defined correctly, well. Okay. I have too much what to speak about. Too many noises, so I have to... Here. Okay. There's an akuda. This week's parsha Cheto Egel. After Cheto Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu comes. Moshe Rabbeinu comes. Vayamoin Moshe b'shar ha-machne, vayomer mi la'ashem elai. All of Bnei Levi came to him. Zog the Nitziv, a nekuda, very important yesod. First of all, nekuda l'machshava, Harik. Most of Klal Yisrael didn't do the Chet O'Egel. Ruba the Ruba of Klal Yisrael weren't nirshan Chet O'Egel. Explicit oivdim with Hasro. There were only 3,000. And anyone who worshipped Egel ultimately died. Vayigoyf, Magei, Vayashk, has in this week's parasha. Most Ruba de Ruba of Tyson weren't Nichshal Egel. Why would it only Vayes full of Kol Bnei Levi? So when he said Mila Shemilai, there was deeper intention than Mila Hashem asking who didn't worship the Egel. Mila Hashem, and he's able to be mishtatif with punishing the Oivdei HaEgel without any other intention but to be LaHashem, L'Shem Shomayim. Dahainu, when the Oivrei Avera have to be punished, al yidei Shluchei Bezdin, Shluchei Sanhedrin, and in this case, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to choose someone who's going to do it without any ulterior motives. Specifically, Zogtinitziv, in a case like this, where they have to go out in a certain level to a Mulchama. Meaning, it wasn't a regular, only those who worshipped Beidim, Basra, were killed Ayyidei the Bnei Levi. But it wasn't putting them first in jail and then going through a whole. The Tikkun of Klal Yisrael demanded that on the spot, that on that day immediately, all the Ovid David Azura Be'edim Vasro should be killed straight away. Now, going and killing on the spot all of these Ovid David Azura, they're as strong as the Bnei Levi. If the Bnei Levi have a sword, why shouldn't they have a sword? Why shouldn't they fight back? There's a mysterious nefesh going on. And I'll even add, Al-Pidin is not so poshut. Someone who's Mechuyev Misa, if he turns around and he kills the person who's out to kill him, even if he's a Mechuyev Misa, it's not so poshut that he's going to be Chayev. Al-Pidin, he's a Nirdaf. What do you mean Nirdaf? He's Mechuyev Misa. But Gemara says, if Zimri was Nepach and would have killed Pinchas, ain't an era Golov. Not so posh. I mean, the Mai said that wasn't the regular Mechuyev Misa's best. But Bengach Ubengach was dangerous. They needed a special siyata d'shmaya not to be hurt when they went out to do this mitzvah. Had they not been fully l'shem shamayim, they wouldn't have had the schus and the siyata to be helped. A person, when he goes out to a milchoma, will only be zoichet to siyata d'shmaya to be saved l'malam ederach hateva if needed, if he's purely l'shem shamayim. If he's not really Shem Shemaim, he won't have that merit. And it was only Bnei Levi, and it was all of Bnei Levi, who came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, we know ourselves. We will be totally L'Shem Shemaim. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Simu yishchar b'al yireichoy, ivru v'ashuvi mishar l'shar b'machane, v'hirgu ishes ochiv, ishes re'eyu, ishes kroivoy. The Netziv says much more. It's better that if you mean it totally Shem Shemayim, if there's two people, one's a Korov and one's not a Korov, it's better that the Korov should do the Hariga. If there's an Achman O'aim, Bnei Levi, that was only Isha Tzochi, if there's an Achman O'aim that you're close to, and he's Mechuyev Misa, it should better be the brother. Why? There'll be more L'Shem Shemayim. There's no chashash that, as painful as it is, there's going to be less of ulterior motives coming in. Chas v'shalom. And it should be as much L'Shem Shemayim as it can be. The Netziv over here says a Yesod. We have to learn from this. That even someone who has to be ready for Russia, for his Resha, he has to have pure intentions. And if his intentions are not going to be pure, even though he's doing that which he's supposed to be doing, he could be nizoik, definitely, kredim kol, he's not muftach, asiyat d'shma, even though he's doing the right thing, the right mitzvah. And it's not the right thing to do, unless it can be totally l'shem shemayim. Chofetz Chaim brings this in Shmiras Haloshen as well. Chofetz Chaim says a very spooky, scary thing. I didn't prepare Tanakh with me, but do we have a malachim here by any chance? Straight away, yes. Not straight away. If a Tanakh. Yeah, but I should read it inside. It's a pachad pchodim, the darher and the lesson the Chofetz Chaim brings from this parasha in Tanakh. Yeravam spoke about Yeravam. Yeravam chose a horrible path. It's crazy. But he was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he goes in the right derech, he was promised. And in the Tipshus Gemara, it's Pashat Nishtu Frashtein, how he could have just gone for this. But as the Gemara says about Yeravam, when the Amoraim were dealing with understanding Yeravam, and they referred to him in a zilzul, he came to them in a dream, and he spoke in learning with them, and he put them in their place. And he was much stronger than them. And then he explained to them, if you'd be in my times, you wouldn't have the Yitzhar HaVidazar. Okay. So Yeravam was told by the Navi, to be precise, the story was Yeravam's child had a raging fever, and it looked like he wouldn't make it. And Yeravam's wife begged him, let me go to the Navi to ask him to daven. So he says, nah, don't go. He hates me, and he's only going to have a nevuah l'ra. She's begging. I mean, he could have done tshuva, and things would have changed. No. Nevuah l'ra. So she asked for shuvah from her husband, from Yeravam, let me dress up, and I'll go to the Navi to ask him to daven for my child, and he won't know who I am. So, as his child looks like he's dying, no brera, he allows his wife to go. His wife goes, all dressed up, and the Navi gets the Navua before she comes, that she's coming. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi to tell her that this child is going to die, but they should realize that this is the only child, descendant of theirs, who's going to be zoiche to be buried. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi told her that your whole household will be wiped out, won't be zoiche to kvura, and there won't be a dog from the house of Yeravam that will survive. Okay, and the Navi said the child's going to die before you get back home. The whole Kaisar is going to be maspid. You're going to have a national levaya, but that's the last levaya that will ever be for any one of your descendants. Okay, so later, Va'at kumi l'chile beisach b'voy raglay ha'irov ames hayeled v'savdu loykal yisrael v'kav roisi kizel levadoy yovel yirovim lakeva. And that's why he's going to be the one descendant that will be zoicha to be buried. And then, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him what's going to happen to the rest of his house. Okay. Let's go weiter. A shtickle zeit later. Nodav ben Yeravam became melech. Came basho. Okay. Hiko is called Beis Yeravam. Lehishu kol nesham Yeravam adishmidu kedvar Hashem asher dibre biyad avdo yachi ashiloini. Okay. Later, we have a ganze parsha where there still was descendant. There still was a descendant, a continuation of Beis Yeravam, and the Novi comes to. Oh, yeah. I should prepare this in advance. Novi comes to Yehu, and Novi tells Yehu, yeah. Oh, and Novi tells Yehu, not Beis Yeravam, I wiped out. I have to be medaik. Yehu, the hemshech of Yeravam, even as Yerush later was Achov, and he tells Yehu, Vayom Hashem Eilov. To Eliyo Anovi to be Moshech Yehu. So he's Moshech Yehu. And he tells Yehu, he gives Yehu an order. Al Pi Hashem. He tells Yehu, you have to go wipe out. He has a Mitzuvah Al Pi Novi. You go wipe out. Here. Wipe out. The base achov. V'ichrati la'achov, the same lotion, mashtin bekir, not even a dog. V'otzu v'oz v'yisrael, nothing will remain. From his 150 children, boom, no one will survive. V'nasatis beischo kebeis yorven ben avot, v'chbeis basho ben achio, elakasa shirchasta v'tachtis Yisrael. V'gam li'izevel, v'gantz, okay. So comes Yehu, he's ordered by the Novi to go ahead. Weiter. Oh, yeah. He tells Yehu to go and wipe him out in Ganzen. So Yehu comes, the Navi describes the Ganzen Nusach, how Yehu came. He wiped out the whole Beis Achav. Mekayim the Dvar Hashem, ordered by Eliyahu, and Navi tells Yehu to go wipe out Beis Achav. He comes to the palace, he finds Izevel, the Rishanta. He tells the soldiers, throw her out the window. The kachav. And she lands, just like Achov's blood, she lands in the kerem of Novois. And the dogs eat her. And a few hours later, when Yehu didn't realize what happened to her goof, he says, okay, thought she's a melech, she's an Ashes melech, she's going to be buried. By the time they came to bury her, the pasuk says they didn't find anything more than the bones of her hands and her feet left. Devoured by the dogs, as Eliyahu HaNavi told Achov, that in the place, in this kerem, where you killed Novos, the dogs will lap up your blood, Izevo's blood, all that survives with the kapoy, so you're dying by her guy, the pasuk says. And Chazal say, why? She was one mitzvah that she was very makbid on. She used to clap and she used to dance. So the one thing that she survived that went to burial was the bones of her hands and her feet. Okay, now what ended up happening to Yehu? Okay, Yehu, who was ordered by the Navi, Eliyahu HaNavi gave him a direct order from Hashem. Had he not done, he would have been Chayiv Misa, Oiv Al Divrei Navi. He did exactly Kedvar Hashem. The Pasuk says he did Kedvar Hashem. What happened to Yehu later? Yehu, so initially he fought Oiv David Azara, but ultimately he also worshipped the Baal. He was also Nichshal. The Pasuk then says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I have to put this in advance to show you the psukim inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately said as follows, that he'll be goyve, he will punish the base Yehu for the Avodah Zorah that they were nechshalin. He wasn't, most of his life, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. At the end of his life, he slipped. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and he'll be punished for killing the base Achov. He was Mitzuv al Pinovi to go ahead. He did Dvar Hashem. Had he not been over, he would have been Chayiv Misa. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLoshen as follows. He says he was supposed to, but he himself wasn't clean. He wasn't Noki. Two things. First of all, he wasn't Noki from Chetov Avir Zorah, as he ultimately was Nechshal. Therefore, when he killed Beis Achav, he didn't do it with the pure intentions. When he threw his devil out of the window, he didn't do it with the pure intention. He did, even though he did the Dvar Hashem, but it wasn't with the pure intention. And the Raya Lekach is that he Basif was Nichshav in the same Chet of Avim Zorah of Achav, and now maybe on the same level. And he wasn't punished with the horrific punishment of that there shouldn't be otzur v'ozuv and you shouldn't have been a mashtin, but no survival from the bias, like base Yeravon. But since he was nichshal and chet, he wasn't clean, he's being punished for killing out the base Achov. Ah, he did a ma'aseh mitzvah? Yes, but it's fort. it's a retzicha, it's a redifa, and he did all of it without a pure intention. Zokta Chafetz Chaim, ultimately, killing, doing a nikmas Hashem, killing a Rosh, being ready for Rosh, if it's not done 100% l'shem Shemayim, the person is punished on it. It's the same yisod. And that's why it's v'yosef elav kol b'nei levi. Person has to be very careful. Chofetz Chaim takes this lahaloch chirish. Even when a person in certain situations is supposed to speak up lashon hara, if he cannot do it from a totally pure place, if he'll have any hano or gishmak or something with doing it, he shouldn't do it. If it has to be done, he should have someone else do it. Somehow do it different. It's a beautiful story. You have an after, and you've heard, read this after more than once, and you've heard it more than once. But the lesson, let's make sure we keep forever. This is after of Mochor Chodesh. Whenever Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, the Shabbat before we read after. After goes as follows. Yonason makes up with David that he'll be by the Suda, David shouldn't come, and he'll check out, he'll test what's going on in Shaul, by Shaul. Shaul is out to get him, or Shaul will let him go. The whole story over there, he sits by the meal, and Shaul asks, where's David? And Yonason says, he asked for permission to go, his mishpocha made a zevach, and a Suda Soidoya, and he went to be part of the Suda Soidoya. They brought a shlomim. And Yonason is speaking positively about David, and he's testing Shaul to see Shaul's reaction, what's his attitude about David. And Shaul lashes out at Yonason, how David is a ben mavis. He's deserving of death. Goes Yonason. He made this up with David in advance. He goes out to the field. And he made up with David as follows. He's going to shoot arrows. And he's going to have his shamish, his gabai, his nar. He's the prince. He's the next king, officially. He knew that he wouldn't be, but he officially was the prince king. So he has his malavim. So he makes up with David and invents as follows. I'll shoot the arrows, and I'll tell them to go collect the arrows. But I'm going to change the nusach. If it's a dangerous matzah for you, and show my father's out to kill you, I'll say, hachetzi mimcho v'halo. I'll scream out to them out loud that you should hear that the chetz is further. And if the turf is safe, and my father Shaul still is in good terms with you, he loves you, then I'll use the phrase, I'll tell him, the chitzim are closer. And I'll tell the nar, if I'll tell the nar, go further, the chitzim are further, that means that the matzav is dangerous and you have to escape. If I'm going to tell the nar that you come closer, the chitzim are closer, that means, take that as I'll say this out loud, and this is the way you'll know the matzav. Okay? And that's exactly what happens. He sends the chitzim go flying, he screams out to the nar, ha-chitzim mimcha v'halo. The chitzim are further from you. Okay, David gets the message. Now what happens? Very strange. Yonason then tells his gaboim, all of the narim who bagleitim, he tells them all go back home. And he goes and he meets David, he hugs David, kisses David, and they bless each other, and they make a bris, and they swear to each other that they'll be devoted friends for the rest of eternity. Okay? And then David escapes. What's the whole spiel? He's going to hug him and kiss him, and he's going to make up with him. What's he shooting the arrows and saying, and it's very clear from the psukim. It's not that he told David, you know, I'll say, and then you go race for your life. David obviously was waiting still over there behind who knows what, the trees or the stalks of corn, whatever was there, for him to separate. What do you do this whole spiel for? What do you do the spiel? Zok to Chafetz Chaim, a tremendous yesod. Remember this yesod forever. Anytime that you're laying the parish, the haftarah of Mochr Chodesh, anytime Rosh Chodesh Chatzchal on a Sunday, remember this yesod from Chafetz Chaim. The first time your children will be old enough to appreciate the story and the lesson, you teach it at the Shabbos table. Zok to Chafetz Chaim, very simple. He made up with David in advance this spiel for one reason, that he should never have to say the words out of his mouth, Papa is out to kill you. If you're able to do it through an act and through a maisa, instead of having to say those terrible words about Shaul in his mouth, don't say the words. Let David get the message as clear can be without having to explicitly say those bad words. The whole spiel was for one reason. Get the message across without having to say it. If you don't have to say it, don't say it. You're able to sign language it? Sign language it. You're able to make a spiel and he'll not understand it? Know it very clearly without it? Do the spiel. Don't say it. He's saving David's life. And he's supposed to do it? Correct. But if you don't have to say the bad words, don't say the bad words. You have to kill the guy. L'shem Shomayim. But if you can't be pure, have someone else do it. Who could do it purely? Yehu was punished for wiping out Beis Achov. Because his intentions weren't totally pure as he did it. Okay, I'll stop here. A good Shabbos.